Let me tell you what my new name is. Jawan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Look at him. Alrighty. It is the crossover brought to you by Bay Alarm. Rest easy. We've got you covered. Let's head out to the Draft Pub in Pleasanton.
The guys.
Welcome in, Willard and Dibs. First day of the NFL Draft. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hello, boys.
What have you had to eat? Let's get to the nitty gritty.
The jealousy is palpable. We know that.
I admitted it, Dibs.
I heard it all.
Oh, I heard it. I heard that you don't like me, Steiny. You don't like my metabolism.
I don't.
I want you to deal with it. But I will tell you what we were eating, at least I'm speaking for me here. This crossover interrupted it. So, now I have to stare at it for a half hour while I talk to you. How about that? But anyway, a delicious chicken sandwich. And we do what we do on these road trips, which is we order too much and just keep the fingers crossed that it will get eaten, and it usually does.
I love it.
All right.
And Dibs, you text me what you had, so I'm like, my man. Yeah.
Well, I had a lot of the same thing that he had, but I had the poblano avocado ranch sauce on the side.
And I did not.
I chose, I wanted to feel like a 9-year-old against Steiny, so I went with the tater tots. And you put the tots in the poblano, and then you put the poblano and the tots in your mouth.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, your plate's empty.
Keep your hands off
Steiny
my tots.
Smiling.
The key to a tater tot, it must be cooked. It's got to be cooked through. It's got to be piping hot in the middle.
Piping hot and also crispy, but not too crispy. You can't have a mushy tot.
No.
And these tots were just like Mom used to make them, Steiny, when she would open that Oneida or the Oreida. You remember that?
I was going to say, your mom made homemade tots?
No, I mean, not with four kids, but they'd be in the freezer.
Those things
they'd be in
the freezer
for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, have some tots. These are next level tots. I recommend you come on out to the draft and have the tots.
Now, the Niners only have 6 picks tonight. Would you guys be at all shocked if they made that number go up and traded down from the 27 pick?
Absolutely nothing would shock me. My favorite tweet, draft preview tweet, comes from David Lombardi, and he wanted to make everybody make sure that you realize tonight, the Niners, they could move up in the draft.
Wow.
They could move back in the draft, or they might make their selection.
Yep.
All possibilities.
Magic Johnson. Yeah. That's a Magic Johnson tweet right there.
Why would anything shock us? It's not like, this could go. Look, they have a first-round grade on fewer than 27 people. They told us that. So they could move up if there's someone they really like. But if that person is not there at 27 and someone else wants to move up into their slot, sure, I like what you're saying, Goo. Get more picks. That works for us.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking at my big board.
Yeah,
and, I love it.
He's got a real one. Somebody helped him out. It's incredible.
Dibs, I swear to God, I'm hoping I'm not putting you on the spot here, but I know you're kind of like the Texas A&M. Scout?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But
I'm sorry.
Let's keep going with the bit, because I heard your initial reading of your board, and there was a lot of pausing and reading, and so I get the bit. But go ahead and come at me, Steiny. I'll give you my official draft grade.
There's a guy who could be on the board for them, offensive lineman, Chase Besantis from Texas A&M.
Yes, of course.
And he's projected maybe early second, late first. The guy I have him taken, though, is where is he? The guy from LSU.
Yep. The edge rusher.
Yep. Keldrick Falk.
All right.
Or maybe Messamore from Miami.
I mean, I like Falk. I think he's got great hand placement. He can really get down.
What did
I say? Can get low and coming around the edge. He's good to set the edge in the run game. And I like the pick, Steiny.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting.
You home alone again tonight, Steiny?
Oh, yeah.
Eight more days!
All right, so, like, is it just, like, is this just you and your big board tonight? Is that, like, what you're doing? You're going to go home and,
easy.
Like, it's you, it's your big board, maybe some cooked tater tots. Like, what does this look like tonight?
I think what it's going to look like is a lot of big board draft, and then I'll flip over to some NBA, and maybe I'll try to do some things that you can do to make games more interesting. Maybe I'll put a little money on it, but it's pretty much all about the big board tonight.
Look at it.
There's no doubt about it.
So you're going to be just a single guy for another 8 nights, is that right?
Yep.
Ham and cheese back-to-back nights for dinner.
I was going to put the over-under at 4.5 more, Goo.
Yeah.
4.5 more ham and cheese sandos for your boy.
One of the ideas I had, guys, Mac Jones, obviously a terrific backup. I'm looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they need a quarterback, all right? And would the 49ers do something like if you could get a second for Mac Jones, you trade Mac Jones, and then maybe in the third round you take a Ty Simpson or a Carson Beck, try to develop them behind Brock Purdy?
I don't think you would do that. The first part of it, it makes some sense, but I don't think you would use second-round capital on the backup quarterback, and you would kind of think about the Brock Purdy mold or model. Remember, they got him in the seventh, and I was looking at my draft notes because I looked at all 77 draft picks that they've made under Shanahan, and I ranked them as hits, to be determined, misses, and outright whiffs. And one of the misses was a third-round quarterback, C.J. Beathard. So I don't think that they're going to go that route. Trading Mac Jones, yeah. Get a second and then find somebody you like, or maybe you wind up keeping Curtis Rourke, who they got last year, and he becomes your backup.
But I didn't mean a quarterback in the second round. Because you could, you know, you could get a Drew Aller, you know, in the fifth out of Penn State.
Sure.
Although
sure.
I don't think he's very good. But
no, you can't stand him.
Like, he stinks.
I'm keeping Mac Jones.
I think I am.
He must have heard me a couple hours ago.
Yeah,
he's going nowhere, man.
Forget a couple hours ago. That man was chugging beers at the Giants game last night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that man is a keeper. That's a keeper.
Pod should have tried that.
Yeah.
He still could. He still could.
There's no way if Pods shows up on the big screen at Oracle and just starts chugging a beer, they're going to boo. There's no way.
He might need to funnel a beer, but like I don't know, something. If we did Pods in a keg stand, I'm with you. Nobody's booing.
And Dib Steiny, of course, he's different. We all know that, and it's good. But tell me if I'm by myself, Gilligan, on this island. No matter what draft it is, I always picture with the third pick, Daryl Johnson out of Union City, and Norm, God bless my mother, and my family. Have you put yourself in these athlete's shoes like Willard Dibbs if you got drafted? Tom is there, your dad. Just come on, talk to me, man. Is it just me?
It's funny that you say that because I was actually thinking about this on the way over, but in a little bit of a different way than you are. I was thinking if you were sitting there tonight and you were about to get a really good job, but you had no idea where the hell in America it was going to be. Wouldn't that be a weird feeling? Whether you're going to a couch, I don't even know, how many draft picks, are they still invited to the draft anymore?
Yeah. Like Mendoza's not going.
Yeah, Mendoza. Like, how many go, though? 20?
15? Roughly, yeah.
Like, can you imagine, would that?
But
I don't know
how I'm going to have generational wealth or something close to it. I would be okay with it.
Yeah, I'm not saying you wouldn't be okay with
it.
Bills
getting paid. Yeah.
Like, it's a dream come true, but at the same time, I'm sure you'd also have some feelings about it.
Yeah.
Jacksonville, Florida versus New York, New York. Like, that's different.
Yeah, and if you're a baller, then you have your dad tell the team, yeah, we're not going there.
We're
going to go ahead. Or if you're, you know, Kobe Bryant, you let the word out that you're only going to the Lakers. So all you people who think I'm going to be decent and he was better than that. So if you have that sort of gravitas, you can do things differently. But I'm a little jaded, Goo, because in grammar school, out in the playground, I was usually picked last or second to last. And even the only time I was ever drafted in the Little League, back when they had keepers, I was a first-round pick, and I just was not first-round pick worthy. So I got a lot of skeletons in my draft closet.
I love it.
Hey, so I'm not doing this now, but I was thinking about Dibs and Willard earlier today. I was doing the New York Times crossword puzzle.
A lot of that.
And this clue really has me thrown off. The clue is what the Music City Miracle and the Immaculate Reception took place in.
What they took place in?
Yes.
The playoffs.
But it wasn't like
America?
I was thinking it was a city, but like the Immaculate Reception was in Pittsburgh, right?
Pittsburgh.
But,
yeah.
But the Music City Miracle and the Immaculate Reception took place in.
Is it a seven-letter word?
Eight letters.
Playoffs.
O-F-F. Playoffs would work.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
I'm a crossword master.
Does that work? Does that work with the?
What was that?
Does that work with the crosswords?
It looks like it may start with an S.
Anyway, starts with.
No.
Now I want the answer.
Well, we'll get it. Somebody's probably finished it, but. Yeah,
I love that you said we're not doing this now, and then we did this.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. What else do we have going on?
If they've been listening, we ain't been arguing, but it got loud. I hope they weren't.
I was hearing a little bit of it, yeah.
Every time I try to get out, he pulls me back in.
Well, that's the beauty of your show, you know?
I mean, Willard, I'm like,
what are you trying to get out of?
The Curry money, just what do you give them?
Oh, like, Well, your conversation's been so interesting this week. You're sort of like everybody in Warrior World is in this one spot right now.
Right.
And you guys are over here in the corner arguing about something that's probably 3 months down the road.
No doubt. It might not happen this offseason.
Well, but it probably will. It's also,
and there you go.
It's also kind of it's inevitable. It's out of their hands to a degree.
Right.
I know, Steiny, you'd love to believe that it is in their hands. I don't believe that it is.
What specifically?
Steph Curry, dude. He gets what he wants, period.
And there it is right there.
But I don't know what he wants, but he gets what he wants, period.
And there
period.
It is. That's how I feel, man.
And how could the Warriors
Willard,
play?
Like you come at me.
Well, I'm gonna,
how could the Warriors play that any differently and not get dragged?
And there it is.
So I just Googled Warriors offseason, and I got and it said Steph Curry extension. He's eligible to sign a substantial 2-year $136 million extension starting in August. He's not asking for that.
I don't know that.
I don't think he will.
Maybe he won't, but he gets what he asks for.
So would you think of him any differently if he gets that?
This is the $1 million one.
No.
My answer exactly.
Not at all.
How are they going to get better?
All. What's that?
I don't think they can get better.
Maybe they can't. They've had a hard time getting better.
And there you go.
Now. And at all points, they've had a hard time getting better. It's not preventative of them trying, though. I mean, they still have all their picks that they're allowed to deal. Right?
Oh, Lord.
I know. I don't know what he'll ask for. I really don't. I get where the question comes from. Like, he's wired in such of a way that we feel like he will have awareness for this, but there's literally no one that can argue that he's not worth it.
That's, man.
And that he doesn't deserve it.
Well, I
know you're going to argue injury, but that's impossible to predict.
I get that, but I mean, he's worth it to the franchise. I don't know if he's worth it as a player anymore.
But what was he worth this year when he played 45 games or whatever? He probably was worth about $33 million based on how much he was able to play. It doesn't mean that in 2 years when he's able to play the same amount of games, he probably won't play for $30 million.
But that's a matter of perspective. And I think that that's what happens here. Some of you will look at this and go, he's worth what he ended up playing. Some of us look at it and go, he's worth what happened when he didn't play. Look what happens when he doesn't play.
Almost unwatchable.
The whole thing crumbles. That's value. And if I were him and his agent, I don't even know if he needs an agent at this point.
Wow.
But you know what I mean? That's what you'd argue. You guys can't function without me.
Well, but that's also, to me, a part of the inherent timing of this.
No doubt.
Like he's talking about a new normal. And he's got this runner's knee. And I think his health and age right now are at a point where I'd like to see him play next year to see what he's got. And if this runner's knee crops back up, and he can't work with me? He can't work with me for
a
year.
I'm sure he can work with you, but it comes down to, and I don't even know if he necessarily will sign a 2-year extension this summer. He could just do a 1 year. He could do two. He can't do more than two, but does he really want to play until he's 41? We don't really know, and who's going to be his coach? And Draymond probably won't be here, and Jimmy won't be here, so I don't know. Everything's going to be so different that you got to wait until the summer to see how that plays out.
Yeah. You're also talking about a player that was winning titles for this franchise, making $11 million a year. So the whole idea of I want to wait and see what you got. I like Steph would not be wrong to be like that opportunity wasn't available in the other direction. When it turns out I was the most important player in the entire NBA, you didn't raise my salary. So, like, there's a lot of history here. And, again, I don't know what he'll ask for. Maybe he'll have that awareness. Maybe he'll want to add teammates and everything. But if I'm Steph, I'd be a little bugged by the whole, let's wait and see what you got.
Right. We got an answer, guys. Two answers. They're saying, one guy said, the answer is stadiums, you morons.
oh, my God.
But someone else says, tell Steiny the crossword action. The answer is NFL games.
That doesn't start with S.
I mean, no.
No, I wasn't 100% sure of the S. I just.
Oh, stadiums is it. Wow.
Then Dibs could still be right.
I think it is stadiums because when you think about the New York Times crossword puzzle, they're not going to be into the minutiae of the fact that those were both playoff games. And if you're like some Joe Doakes who's an engineer in Poughkeepsie, then you're just going to think, oh, I think those are actual plays, and so maybe a stadium? I don't know.
Actually, now we're getting another text from Mole saying he's completed the crossword, and it's NFL games.
Wow.
But that's not an S. I thought you said S.
Well, he wasn't sure.
So the clue that was coming down was lots and lots. So I figured it might end in S.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't. Mm. So it doesn't.
That's awkward.
It doesn't start with an S, apparently.
What is that 12 down you're referring to?
On the New York Times crossword.
But you answered lots and lots.
I didn't get that answer yet if it ends in an N. Lots and lots.
Yeah, you sure
four
didn't.
Letters ends in N.
Has the person who called us morons apologized yet?
Look at you.
Oh, let me see.
Hey, let me ask you this. Before, if they don't trade to pick, what position from each of you, if you're Lynch and Shanahan, are you drafting tonight?
I'm going to play off what Ross Tucker said, and he was talking about offensive linemen and there being a drop-off. So. Oh. If they run out of those guys who are really good first-round grades, then you take one of them. If not, maybe you turn to one of those edges that Steiny's talking about because one of those guys could be there. Please, no wide receiver. And please, no running back.
And I want a dark horse position for me is safety.
Oh, like, I've been telling Steiny I would love it.
Right, like, yes, all teams have needs, and the Niners have more than one, but to me, that is the absolute number one position of need.
I said it this week. Who you got on your big board, safety, Steiny?
Yeah, Steiny.
Give it to
I'll tell you in a second. Let me call it up. I'll tell you exactly who.
Big board.
It's a big
fancy.
Board.
Yeah, it's fancy.
It's pretty amazing.
Is it bigger than one of those, like, checks that golfers win when they win
That's
a tournament?
That's pretty good.
No.
Look at the big board on Brad.
Yeah. So, that's
now, obviously, Caleb Downs from Ohio State is considered the best safety. I think he's going to be off the board. There's also a real good guy out of Oregon, Thieneman. He could be available.
He could be available.
I did.
Grandy's
already corrected.
He got it wrong earlier. He got it right this time.
I had Thieneman early, and he said, no, it's Thieneman. And then quarterbacks, they're not going to get McCoy
safety.
Out of Tennessee. Yeah.
No.
Mansoor Delane out of LSU.
Steiny, where do you have Emmanuel McNeil Warren from Toledo?
That's my guy, Will. I talked about him.
Well, I do tiers here, Mark. And I have
tiers of a clown?
Well, and the reason I do tiers is because – If my board's accurate, then I can actually find the value picks.
All right.
And so I have him as a late first-round pick.
Okay. And that is where the 49ers select,
Steiny. Toledo, right?
Correct.
All right.
Yeah. Correct. Toledo. Yeah.
All right. So if they pick Emmanuel McNeil Warren, you will come in tomorrow and compliment the 49ers. Is
Absolutely.
That right?
Yeah. But I want him to take Falk. the defensive edge rusher from some SEC school. I don't have him up right now on my big board, so I can't remember.
I think it was LSU, yeah, according to your earlier reporting, yeah.
And also, the one surprise I think could be he's not expected to last to 27, but I could see him, if he does last, Caleb Lomu from Utah. He's considered, you know, the number two offensive tackle prospect in the draft.
Yeah, probably gone, according to my sources.
Night-night.
Just one more thing about being here at the draft, as
talk about
the draft.
Yeah.
The food runner is a robot.
Yes.
The food runner.
See, this is fascinating.
Is
no
a
way.
Robot.
I didn't see that Friday.
You order food, and out comes server 2.7b.org. It's a robot.
How does it know to come to you?
It just
it's
knows.
A robot.
Yeah, exactly. AI, Guru.
Tibbs tried to take a charge from it.
That was Lucas.
Yeah, no,
he wouldn't move out of the way to see what it would do. It's such a child.
That thing was like a Waymo. Yeah. It was like, we're not doing this. We're just going to stop and let the morons get out of the way. I've got fries. I'm not spilling them.
No.
Sir, please move.
I could have swore I drove in this morning and heard a Waymo blow the horn. I'm like, how did that happen? I swear to God. I was like, I heard a horn.
I hope that's true. I don't believe you, but I hope that's true.
Stoney, I heard a horn, man.
Hey,
Stoney, just real quick, one more thing about the venue. It's next door to a place called Mavericks, which is a cowboy bar, quote unquote.
Yeah.
They've got a mechanical bull. And if you want to subscribe to the YouTube bonus channel, you may be privy to Willard and Dibbs taking a ride on the bull.
The bull's name is Chuck.
Chuck.
We rode
down
Chuck.
On Chuck.
Yeah, we rode Chuck. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
There's no way you last more than 5 seconds on that thing. Those things are ridiculous.
I mean,
YouTube.com/957thegame. Yep. Sign up for your bonus content.
It was it was my maiden voyage, and I'm proud of it.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, guys, I'm going to close up my big board right now. So,
no more draft questions.
Exactly.
Hey, just one more draft question, if you would.
All right.
No, Steiny, prediction. The Niners walk away from tonight with who?
A defensive end.
No.
Oh.
Who? Not what. Who?
Or whom?
Falk. From LSU.
Don't dump that.
Meet the Falk.
I get it right. Now I can't have it written. See, I closed the big board, guys.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So the names are getting confusing.
Your big board is electronic?
Yeah, it's a euphemism.
Okay.
It's an EBB.
I thought you were walking around the studio with a humongous poster board.
No. That's right. I had a former producer that did that for me one year.
Yes, he did. Us. Yeah.
And you know who it is? My man. All right, guys. Don't eat too much.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I said to the listeners on air, I kept it real. I told them I sent you guys a personal text, and
yes,
I got to take it.
We appreciate that. Yeah. We were not overwhelmingly surprised. But
hey, Willard, man.
Come on. But we appreciate it.
I set the line where I set the line.
It's a worthy reason. That's all we care.
All right, there we
Steiny,
go.
What about you? What's your reason? You got nobody waiting for you.
Let's
at home.
Go.
We're in the East Bay.
Look at
you're him. Heading to the East Bay. You're making fun of what we're eating. You can come eat it too. What are you doing?
I got dog issues.
Dude, man.
Bring the dog.
I
love it here. Bring the dog. Scoop and score.
They have an outdoor space?
Yeah.
She doesn't handle that kind of stuff really well.
Take her next door to Mavericks. She can ride shock.
She's mad. She's been sleeping on the couch.
Oh, man.
All right. Hey, have fun out there tonight. And tomorrow we'll have something to talk about.
All right, gents.
On 95.7 The Game.